Today, October 16th, in the 219th year of our Lord, the Saint Rita Chiller is born. At least I think it is. It's something like an adoption coming all the way down from North Carolina. I've yet to see the baby pictures, but I did receive a reply to one of my many emails the other day. We like to celebrate life, especially that which restores life in our church and on our schedules and calendars, both here at Notre Dame and at St. Rita's. But what about celebrating death? A week ago, we had to expel a seventh grade scholar from our school, one who had been with us since pre-K, one who apparently had a lot more than we knew happening in his home life, one who had certainly made some bad decisions himself. He brought too much of his home to school. I guess that's the simplest way to put it. As close as we were to him, we couldn't fix it. We couldn't be home. Life and death. Hearts full, hearts broken. Fittingly, through the witness of St. Margaret Mary, we have an image of this Christian kind of love, the Sacred Heart. Jesus' exposed heart, covered with thorns, flame atop. It's an appropriate image for our first Fridays and our October 16th memorial, but it really should be the image of our loving. You pay tithes of mint and of rue and of every garden herb, but pay no attention to judgment and to love for God. An exasperated Jesus tells the Pharisees and us this morning. You play it safe by your safely created rules, but you do not pay attention to God's judgment. You do not love. You do not see a heart exposed and beating for you. You do not offer such a love to others. Whatever is bringing you life, whatever is dragging you more like death, place it on that Sacred Heart of Jesus this morning. He'll remind us always, Christian love fills us and breaks us.